We are learning Daf Dalet Amud Aleph from Masechtas Nida, and we are starting in the middle of a sugya on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis V'Yibayis Eima. The Gemara just brought down a Machlokes Chizkiya and Rav Yechanan. If you find a sheretz in the corner of a kupa, and on the other corner you had tyrus there and you removed it. And the question is, was the sheretz there the whole time when you had the tyrus there, therefore rendering the tyrus tamea, making it tame? And the question was it there the whole time? Or maybe it just came now. And then by the time it came around, the sheretz already removed the tyrus. That's the question. So Chizkiya said that the halacha is that it's tahar. And Rav Yechon said it's tame. So the question was that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel before, we had Shammai and Hillel both agree that if you find a sheretz in a kupa, that it's tame. So the question is, these Amorayim cannot argue on something that both Shammai and Hillel both agree to. How does Chizkiya and Rav Yechon argue on Shammai? So the Gemara is going to say different mahalchim to answer the stira between Shammai and Hillel and Chizkiya and Rav Yechon by saying that they're not talking about the exact same case. So the first option was that there was a difference if they had a bottom or not. And now we're up to the Bayis Eima. Zog the Gemara inside. The Bayis Eima. Ki moidu Shammai v'Hillel b'kupa sheina b'duka. When do Shammai and Hillel say that it's Tamei, the first tyrus of Tamei? It was talking about you didn't check the kupa when you put the tyrus there in the first place. You didn't check it. And since you didn't check it, so worry that this sheretz that's here now, that we found now, was there the whole time because they didn't check it. Ki pligi Chizkiya Rabbi Yechanan, the case of the Machlokes of Yechanan and Chizkiya is a case where b'kupa b'duka, where before you put the tyrus down, you checked the basket to see there was no shrotzim inside it. And that's where the Machlokes is. Mar Sava, that's just Chizkiya, he holds Habatka, you move by the kit. You checked it. So that's why it's tar, because if it would have been here the whole time, I would have seen it. Mar Sava, that's Rabbi Yechanan, Eimer, I'm Silik Yodai, when I took out my hand from leaving the tyrus there, nafal, the sheretz fell into it, and it was there the same time as the tyrus. That's the machlokes. So come that Shammai and Hillel are talking about a kupa that was not checked, and therefore it's tameh. Here we're talking about it was checked. That's what Chizkiya holds. Since I checked it, it's tar. And Yechon says, no, even if I checked it, maybe it jumped in right afterwards. So Gemara's a kasha that by Shammai and Hillel, they compare it to Isha. Because Hillel asked the kasha on Shammai from this case, and he said, since you agree that the tyrus are tamei, so by Isha also, when she sees dam, we should assume it was there from before, just like by a sheretz. So you see, we're comparing the case of Kupa of Shammai Hillel to Isha. Well, doing the Isha k'tani, the Isha v'dukihi, and the Isha, we're talking about an Isha who is working with tyrus, and the halacha is that Isha who works with tyrus every morning, evening, makes a bdika. So she's also v'duka, and still was saying that, and we're still saying it's compared to Kupa, so it must be Kupa was v'duka also. Because we're asking kasha from Kupa. If Kupa was not Paduka, if Kupa was not checked, what's Hillel's kasha from Kupa on Shammai's halacha by Isha? Isha's better. Isha's Paduka. That's why it's Tahar. And since he asked a kasha from Kupa on Isha, it sounds like we're talking about a case where the basket was checked. So our answer is, really the case is the basket was not checked. Aye, what's the comparison to Isha? So our answer is, kivin neshchicha ba'damim kesh'ene paduka damya. Since it's similar, since it's very common for Isha to have Domim, so it's like just like in a Paduka. It's the same level as a Kupa is not Paduka. And that's the comparison. So that's the second Mahalach, how to reconcile Chizkiya Rav Yechanan with Shammai and Hillel. They're talking about two different things. Shammai and Hillel was not Baduk, and Chizkiya Rav Yechanan was Baduk. Let's go to the third Teretz. V'bayisema. Ki moed Shammai and Hillel, when a Shammai and Hillel agree, we're really talking about here, Kupa v'duka, you checked it. And Shammai Hillel hold that the tummy is the case, but Kupa sh'ena mechusa. It was a basket that was open on top. And since it was open on top, so a sheretz could have fell in after I checked it. When the tyrus was still there, after I checked it, a sheretz fell in and made it tummy. Ki pligi Chizkiya Rabbi Yechanan, mechlekes Chizkiya Rabbi Yechanan, where Chizkiya called its tar, but Kupa mechusa, where it was covered. It's a covered basket. So the Gemara asks, if mechusa, then what's the metzias? Heichinofel, how did the sheretz fall in? We see a sheretz there now. How did it fall in? It was covered. So the Gemara answers, kigoyin shetashmishai de kisui. That you open and close it, this cover, to put things in. And therefore, the machlekes is, that according to Chizkiah, he holds that when the tires are there, I'm very careful and I cover it right away, nothing should fall in. And therefore, when I put in and took out the tires, I was very careful, nothing should fall in. I was covered the rest of the time, nothing could have fell in. Rav Yechon holds, maybe when you opened it up to take something out, something it fell in. That's the Machlekes Chizkiah Rav Yechonah. But the case that Shammai and Hillel both agree that it's Tamei, it's Tamei, it was not covered, therefore any time something could have fell in. So Gemara asks, Vadumi di Ishuktani, if Shammai and Hillel are talking about something that's not covered, then still we make a comparison to Isha, because Hillel asked the Kasha on Shammai from this halacha of Kupa. So comparing it to Isha, and the Gemara's Kasha is, V'Isha Mechusi, and Isha is covered. So Rashi says, what does it mean that Isha is covered? Rashi says that no dam, no blood comes from the outside. Everything's from inside. So it's mechusa. On that, Taisis has a kasha that, what do you mean, v'isha mechusa here? If the isha is covered, then it's for sure, it's even bigger a raya that the dam came from her, because no blood could have came from somewhere else. What does mechusa have to do with anything? So therefore, Taisis learns a little different. And Taisis learns, what mechusa means is that the makayim is sasum, and when the dam comes out, it opens up, and she should have felt it, and therefore that's why it's a little better level than a case of something that's open, a kupa that's open. The word kasha is that, what do you ask in kasha from kupa to isha? Isha is much worse because mechusa, and there if dam comes out, she feels it because it opens up. That's the sounding word kasha. So my answer is similar to before. Since the isha is very normal to have blood, therefore it's like einoy mechusa. Since it's very normal for her to have dam, it's like einoy mechusa, and that was the comparison to a kupa that's not mechusa. So far we have three terutzim to answer Chizkiah Rav Yechonon to Shammai and Hillel. One terutz was the Shammai and Hillel talking about something that had shulayim, therefore it's tamei, had a bottom, therefore it's tamei, and they're talking about no bottom. Terutz number two was that Shammai Hillel talking about was not Paduka, and that talking about was Paduka. And terutz number three was that Shammai Hillel talking about a case where it was uncovered, and Chizkiah and Rav Yechonon talking about a case it was covered. Let's see the fourth terutz. Bibayi is saying, the fourth terutz is like this. Ki moida Shammai v'Hillel v'zavas kupa. The case of Shammai Hillel is, it's one basket, and they found the sheretz in the other corner, and therefore worried it was there the whole time. Ki pligi Chizkiah Rav Yechonon, Rav Yechonon Chizkiah arguing v'zavas bayis. In the corner of a house. It wasn't found in the corner of the kupa. The sheretz was found in a different corner. Sheretz is not really a bug, it's really a little small animal. The sheretz was found, which is matama, the sheretz was found in a different corner of the house. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Look at the itmar before. It says kupa. Va kupa kamar. It says kupa. It doesn't say a house. So Gemara explains. Hachi kamar. Kupa shenishtam shubo taras b'zavaz bayezu. According to the case of Chizkiah and Rav Yechon's Machlekes is a case like this. The kupa, I used it with Tyrus in this corner of the house. The basket, and there was sitting in the corner of this corner of the house. Viltiltula b'zavaz acharis. You've moved the kupa to a different corner. Now, v'nimtza sheretz b'zavaz acharis. You found now, in the new corner of the house, you found the sheretz in the other corner of the kupa. So here, not only was the sheretz found afterwards, it's also found in different makkim than the tyrus were there. Because when it was, let's say it was in the right corner of the house, the tyrus were there. I removed the tyrus, I moved the kupa to the left corner of the house, and then I found, in the opposite corner of the kupa, I found the sheretz. So Chizkiah saw, loy mechazakin on tumah makkim makkim. We don't assume a tumah, if it's in one place, that it was there in the last place. We're not machzik tumah from one place to another place. And since the tumah was found in this corner, the left corner, we don't assume it was there in the right corner also. And therefore, it's Tahar. Rabbi Yechon Zav Machzakinon. You do say, just like the Tumah was there now, it was there before also in the left, in the right corner. Just like I found it now in the left corner, it was in the right corner of the house also. So the Machlaikis is, Machzakinon Tumah Mamakim Lamakim. That means Shammai and Hillel talking about a case where it's all in the same corner of the house. And just you found it in the other corner of the basket. So there were Chayshish, it was there the whole time. But here, with the basket moved to a different part of the house. And they were saying that there, we don't assume that if you find the sheretz in this corner, that the sheretz is there in a different corner. That's a Rechon Shita. So Rechon holds you are machzik makom makom, therefore it's tamei, and Chizkiah holds you're not machzik makom makom. So Gemara is going to ask Akasha now on this idea of machzakinon tumah mimakom makom. Gemara asks Rechon, omi machzakinon Do you assume that if a tumah is in this corner, it was in the other corner also, in the previous corner also? But tonight, I'm going to the Mishnah Mestechlis Tyrus. The Mishnah says, Naga be'echad be'layla. A guy is sleeping next to another person, and he touches him in the middle of the night. And he's not sure if the guy is alive or not. He's sleeping, he's not sure if he's alive or not. So you don't know if he's alive or not. Well, the Macher in the morning, he remembers he touched him, but he just turned over and went back to sleep. Well, the Macher Hishkin wakes up, and he finds the guy next to him is dead. And he knows he touched him in the middle of the night. So the question is, when I touched him, was he alive or dead? Rameya Matar. Rameya holds that you're Tahar. Why? He's a Cheskes Chai. And the first time he found him dead was this morning. So until the morning, you assume he's alive. No. The person's Tameh. Why? He says why. Shekol ha-tumois kishas mitziyosam. Every Tumah, it's paskin like the way you found it. Kishas mitziyosam. It's the halacha is that you find it here. You found it. So you assume it's mace the whole time. Now, this din of kol tumois kishas mitziyosam is a big tumult in the achrayim. What's pshat? What happened to the chazaka mikara? The person's alive. So the most simple pshat, which is Taisha's pshat, is that it's only talking about truma of a kachim. The ikar din yigavah is chazaka mikara, and really the ikar din he's tahar. The chamam machmir to matame for truma and kachim, and they were machmir to make it tumas vada even. Even a tumas vada. That's how strong they were machmir in it. You go kashas mitziyasam, and kubri is only the rabbanon digadin. It's only chumra derabbanan than kashas mitziyasam. But Tani Allah, and we learned a brisa about this din, that not only kashas mitziyasam or makam mitziyasam, it has to also be in the same place. That means, if you touch someone in the middle of the night, you know, in one room, and the next morning they had moved this person to another room, and you found him dead in the other room, then it will not be the guy, then Reuven who touched this dead person will not be Tameh. We're not sure if he's dead. Reuven to touch this person will not be Tommy. Why not? Because even though you maybe go over Shas with Siyasim, you found him dead, you assume he was dead the whole time, but if it's a different place, so you see clearly, over here in this Braisa, not like Rabbi Yochanan. You see, not Machzik, Tumul Makul Makum, because we say if this person was dead now, was in a different room, then you don't assume that he was Mace the whole night, he was dead the whole night, because you're not Machzik, Tumul Makul Makum. Maybe you'll say that really you are the choshesh that maybe he was dead the whole night, even if he's in a different room. But here, Chachamim said metamim. Chachamim said it's tamei vaday to make a sreifa, to burn the truma. On that, you have to be the same place. V'chitei mehadim elisrei. When they have to be the same place, and you know, then is to burn it. Avlitlo is to make a sofik. Talino, you make a sofik, even if it's not in the same place. Maybe you'll say that. No, you don't say that. Mitalinon, I'll show you that you go basar the makayim even lekula, even to say it's tahira in not even a safik. I'll show you. Mitalinon, but now I'm learning to the Mishnah also on Sechel's Tyrus. Machat, you notice machat became tami. Shenimtzis malei chaluda. But when you knew it became tami, but when you found it, you saw it was full of rust, or shvura, or it's broken. And then it lost its shame kli. If it's broken or it's full, so rusty, it doesn't have a shame kli on it. If it doesn't have a shame utensil, it's not called utensil, it can't be mekabel tumah. So halacha is taira. Why? I know something Tommy touched it. Because I can say, shekola tumah is kashas mitziyasam. All tumahs go about how I found it. I found this kli, it's broken. So if it's broken, it's not a kli. So I go about how I found it. So Mara asked, why do we say that the machat is tar. Lema, haimikara machat ma'al yasehi. It first was a good machat, and it got tummy then. Vahashtu udhelechaluta. Now, afterwards, it got rusty. But already was tummy. So, elamai, what do you see? You see that legabe shas mitziyosam, we say that you go silakula silachumra. You see, you go bust what it looks like right now. You go lekula lechumra, and even and if right now it's broken, it's tar. Now we'll see the Gemara holds the same thing as the Gavi did Makim, also the same thing. We'll see in a second. Gemara first was another raya. They go bust the shas mitziyasim even lekula. Oitnan, we just learned another Mishnah. Mata sheretz sarof agave zaysim. You found a burnt up sheretz on top of zaysim. Now a burnt up sheretz already. Once it's burnt up, it's not metame. But we're not sure when it fell on Zeis, when it fell on the olives. Maybe when it fell on the olives, it wasn't burnt yet. V'chein, or a case where you found a matlis hamahuma. You found a matlis is something that a zav, a beged of a zav, that's tame. Hamahuma, that actually gears, one of the gears are hamahuha, what has to do with this week's parasha, soyu, lashon soyu. It was all like rubbed out and not a beged anymore. But we know it was tame from a zav. And the question is, when it fell on the zaysim, was it still a good beged? So halacha is tar. Why? Shekar tumas kashas mitziyosim. All tumah is the way you found it. So you see that even to metaher the zaysim, it goes shas mitziyosim. Same thing mokam mitziyosim. That when I say b'tar is vaday, that it's not tumah. That's tar. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that the halacha is that if you find the sheretz in a different corner. Then you assume it was even from the first corner and it made the tire is tamei, at least for Suffolk. We find over here that you don't. You go up with Shas Mitziyasam and also Malka Mitziyasam, we're assuming. And when it's the Chitem, you'll tell me that with Shas Mitziyasam, you say, Ben Lekuva Yechumra. The governor, the Yisoy, that the way it's found now, that's the way you assume it was, that you say, Ben Lekuva Yechumra. Or maybe, but maybe with Malka Mitziyasam, the halacha of the same Malka, maybe there you say, maybe there you say mitzvah zefina, you don't burn it. A mitzvah klinim, maybe it's a suffix. Maybe legavi the shayla of the makom machasikin tumal makom. Maybe it's a suffix, and maybe that's pshat Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, okay, good. We're not going to burn the truma that we found in the kupa, but we're going to be a suffix at least, because you assume that a truma could be from one place to another place, at least a suffix. But I'll show you not like that. I'm going to show you a Mishnah, Legabi, this, not like that. But tonight we'll enter the Mishnah, in a Braisa. We'll enter the Braisa. Kikar Agabi Adaf. You have a challah that's tar, it's sitting on top of a shelf. Umadaf Tomei. And under it is a beged that's Tomei, it's a Tumah Kala. It can't be Matama Odom, only Matama Oichlim, but it's something that can Matama Oichlim. Something that's a Tumah Kala. Munach Tachtav, on the floor. Under the shelf. You walk into the room and you see that the challah is sitting on the floor, you know, right next to the beged. Now, if it fell off the shelf, there's no way it didn't land on the beged. So Zokta Braisa, Af Bishim Nafla, Yefshir Elam Kenaga, if it fell off the shelf, it for sure touched the beged. We still say Tahira. We still say Allah is that this challah. This roll, this is tahar. This piece of bread is tahar. Tahira. Why? Shani Aimer, I had it to get here. If it fell, if someone can tell me how to get it, Shani Aimer, I'll say it didn't fall. Adam tahar nichlas sham. Adam was pure, walked in, v'natla, took off the shelf, and he put it on the floor next to the madaf, next to the tummy thing. So loch is his tahira, because I say a person took it off. Ach Yaimer, until he says, barely shlei nichas on sham. So he says, I'm sure no one walked in there, and therefore must have fell off. Then the halacha is that will be taka tamei. Marav Elazar. Elazar says, lenitzcha ela makom adrein. This chiddush is a case, even though the shelf was on an incline, and it very possibly could have rolled off. And we have a suffix, did it roll off or someone took it? We still say someone took it. And what's the reason? Since in the makom where it was found, there is no tumma, and it's only the makom behind it, this makom is not tumma, so ain mechsakin and tumma we makom makom. Just because tumma there, we don't assume tumma is here. So this is a big kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that even though we found a tumma on this side of the room, we can assume it was another side of the room. Here you see not like that. Here you see that even though you have tumma right here next to it, but since it's not in the makom where the chal is right now, ain mechsakin and tumma makom makom. So Gemara says no, it's not a kasha on me. Rabbi Yechanan says from this price. So why not? Because really it should be Tommy there. It really should be. But there's a special reason. Hasam Gatani Taima, there's a special reason. Like the Braisa says, Shani Oimer, Odom Tar Nichlas Hashem Natla. There's a special reason. We assume a Odom Tar walked in and took it off. So Mara asks, Hachinami, but didn't Rabbi Yechanan with the Sheretz and the Kupa, let's also say, you know, why we're saying that it's Tamei, name of Oyrev also Shada. Let's say Oyrev came and threw, you know, a raven came and threw the sheretz into this box right now. Zok Gemara, Adam, the Bekavana, a Adam that knows what he's doing, Aminan. It makes sense. They say he took the kikar off because he doesn't want it to fall. It was on an incline. He didn't want it to fall. It makes sense what he was doing. So it makes sense. So a person came in to do this. Airev, Shleva Kavana, he doesn't know what he's doing. Loy Aminan, it's not mistavit to say he punked through in the sheret to the kupa after there's no tyrus there. Like, you know, he was worried about the tyrus. That doesn't make sense. By Adam, it makes sense. He didn't want it to fall off and land on the tummy like a thing. So he moved it. But by Airev, it's no sad to say that. And therefore, it's taka, a teretz, or a vechra, that's not shver from this brisa of madaf, because here a person took it off.